This is a Collecting Light web extra from Arizona Public Media.
Yeah, I'm Scott Cardell, the Public Affairs Director for the International Dark Sky Association, headquartered here in Tucson.
Scott, tell us a little bit about what the Dark Sky Association does, please.
Well, the International Dark Sky Association is basically interested in trying to preserve the night sky. It's something that has been an important part of everything and everybody since there have been people. So for thousands and thousands, or even longer years, that's been a source of inspiration, and it's something that people are actually kind of being cut off from.
Now, of course, the particular relevance to dark skies in Arizona is the amount of astronomical work being done here. How do you do this? Do you work with policy initiatives?
The IDA, as we call ourselves, works at a variety of levels. So we work directly with lighting manufacturers to try to get them to make dark sky friendly fixtures so the light actually goes down on the ground where people need it. We also try to see that they're getting just generally better lighting practices along the way, but also in terms of working with places where there are policies that can be enforced. So one of the things that's happened over the last several years is we've been working with a group known as the International Illuminating Engineering Society of North America to develop what's called a model lighting ordinance. Now, here in Pima County in Tucson, we have very strict regulations regarding outdoor lighting at night. But in many communities, they don't have any regulation. And the idea of the model lighting ordinance is that you could write a template that you could then take to a city somewhere that might be interested in having an ordinance, but then they don't have to go through the process of actually drafting it. And so by having it been written by the folks that are interested in preserving the nighttime environment and the people that are the experts on what's really required for safety, it's a good document because it's a nice mix of both those groups of expertise.
We talk about communities considering dark sky ordinances. One community that's led the way in many ways is Flagstaff. And of course, it was the first dark sky city.
Yeah, Flagstaff was the first international dark sky city. There's one more, that's Borrego Springs, California, which is significantly smaller, but also a very nice dark site.
Which is a small town in the Mojave Desert that's close to Palomar Observatory.
That's correct. And actually, I used to work at Palomar, and so while I was involved, while I was working at Palomar, I got involved in the group at Borrego to try to put forward their application to make them a dark sky community.
A Palomar Observatory is, well, pretty close to San Diego and also Los Angeles. Is it affected in any way by sky glow from the cities to the west?
Actually, at Palomar Observatory, the lighting and the sky glow that is felt there is primarily from what happens in San Diego and in Riverside County, so the cities of Temecula in Riverside County, and then if you look well beyond that into Orange County and things, there's sky glow there. But they can also see sky glow from Palm Springs even, too.
But you did get compliance from one of the smaller towns just east of Palomar, a very small town that would be the most darkest direction from Palomar to the east out over the Salton Sea.
Yeah, that's correct. And Borrego sort of, the residents refer to themselves as being in the donut hole of the fact that there's this little community surrounded by this gigantic state park. And the state park itself is very empty, very dark. And I gave a public talk in Borrego on the concept of being a dark sky community and was actually a little nervous that there might be people angry telling us what you could and couldn't do in their yard with their lights and so forth. And actually everyone was very receptive to the idea. And it's interesting that I think in a lot of places where the environment is extreme, and it certainly is extreme in Borrego Springs, that people are much more in tune with nature in that environment. And with night being part of it, they were perfectly fine with the idea of making sure that they had good lighting so they could hold on to a nice dark sky.
We're talking with Scott Cardell, the Public Affairs Director for the International Dark Sky Association, which is based in Tucson. You mentioned a little bit ago that you were a little concerned that the residents of Borrego Springs wouldn't want to be told what to do with regard to their lighting. Do you run into that on a frequent basis? And how do you overcome people's arguments that this is unnecessary regulation?
The biggest opposition that you sometimes feel is when people feel that they just need more light for safety. And in many cases, you just have to show them how they could do that in a smarter, cheaper way. You know, if they can have the light that they want, but actually in a method that saves them money, that's a good thing. Often though, sometimes the lights just get put up without real thought as to how it goes, and then it spills into a neighbor's house or neighbor's yard. The best approach is always to try to come to someone and carefully, honestly explain what you think is something that could be done better and why it is, or even help them to do it, so that it might be that you're not getting light shined in your yard from their light, and that they can do a better job of what it is they're trying to get.
Do you sometimes just make the passionate argument about astronomers looking up at the night sky and opening up new frontiers of the universe and how keeping the skies relatively dark helps them out on that level?
That is sometimes a tough sell, because if you say, gosh, we really want to know about distant quasars in the early universe and how the first galaxies were born, some people really just don't care. And it's much more at a personal level. And so the real good way to approach people is to say that, well, if you improve your lighting, you'll save money. You'll have less impact on the environment by having less energy produced. And but primarily dollars and cents is a good driving factor for better lighting.
Pima County and Tucson have also enacted some ordinances that seek to decrease the amount of ambient lighting being cast skyward, but that doesn't actually make Tucson a dark sky community.
That's correct. Tucson and the surrounding communities are not official dark sky communities, although I can tell you that the lighting ordinances and the degree to which they're adhered are much better, is done in a much better way than it is in Southern California. So having spent a fair amount of time there recently and then moved to the community here, I can see plenty of examples where people are thinking that they're putting a shield up on a light to keep it from spilling into the residential homes nearby from a parking lot, or that the lights just are really only the minimum level they need to be, rather than just put up as much light as you can, which I've seen plenty of examples where that's done. So we're not a dark sky community here, but the observatories have been able to see that the lighting ordinances here do work. So even with the tremendous growth in population that we've had in Southern Arizona over the last decade or 20 years even, the level of brightness above the city has not dramatically changed.
Are there any other cities that are possible candidates for becoming dark sky cities in the near future?
Yeah, but I don't think I can say yet. So we have a number of pending applications. We have also some dark sky parks, both here in the U.S. and in Europe. I know of an application coming in soon from Africa as well. So it is truly an international effort. And then also we work with the National Park Service to try to improve lighting in the national parks, so that if you're off on some nice weekend and you want to camp and you want to see the stars there, you're not blinded by the lights at the restroom. So that lighting at the parks will soon be better because of the work we're doing here with the Dark Sky Association.
Scott Cardell is the Public Affairs Director for the International Dark Sky Association. I'm Mark Dugan, and this is Collecting Light, an exploration of Arizona astronomy from Arizona Public Media.